Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, dictating endoscopy report on Hilda Turner, date of birth 2-8-1951, date of procedure June 11, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher. The referring physician is Dr. Mauricio Berrio Orozco. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma cold snare, polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy. All claims the patient is about to anesthesia, so we place in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia, versus monitoring anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed, a well-lubricated lumen study, a colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, and advanced drug vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, static flexure, transverse colon, sonic flexure, and a colon segment colon in the rectum, or retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bell prep score is graded as a 6, 2-2, fair prep. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications, findings. Boston Bell prep score is graded as 6, 2-2, fair prep. Next slide. Technically difficult colonoscopy with a tortuous and spastic colon requiring a significant amount of counter pressure to reach the cecum and for evaluation. Next sign, there were approximately 8 to 10 millimeters rectal sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next sign, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next sign, there were 2 transverse colon sessile polyps, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next sign, there were 2 8 millimeter cecal sessile polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal polyp that was sessile removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy times 2. Next line, there's an approximately 8 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, there was evidence of mild diverticulosis coli. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Pending path. Next line. If greater than 10 of these polyps are tubular adenomas, tubular villus adenomas, thymus ulcerated adenomas, would recommend genetic testing. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Thank you.